And so as we go into this next introspection, one that's really deeply healing, profoundly transformative, one called the physical journey, please make extra sure that you've got some private space and time here where you can safely close your eyes and relax and just let go. Let the process itself carry you and do its work. So make sure your phones are switched off. Make sure that anyone around you knows that you're going into some private time. And during the course of this process, you can press pause at any time to take more time to contemplate, to feel, to speak the words out. I won't interrupt the process itself, so just be organic in the way you use the pause button to take your own time to make sure you get a full experience here. And so just allow yourself to find a comfortable seated position. And when you're ready, just close your eyes. And as you feel yourself sitting in your chair, as you hear the sounds in the room and the sound of my voice, and as you feel your breath going gently in and out, you may just begin to feel yourself relax. And as you feel your back resting against the chair, and with every deep long breath in and out, you may begin to notice that it's causing you to relax deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed, expanding, opening into your essence. And now imagine in front of you a downward facing staircase. There are 10 steps. And you can see them or get a sense of them. And this is an extraordinary staircase because it can carry you ever deeper into the vast presence of freedom that is your own true nature. And the good news is you don't have to do a thing. Just step on each step and the staircase will carry you effortlessly deeper. And before you step on the top step, just take 4 large, colorful balloons. And as you do, just breathe in the qualities of these balloons. First, openness. Breathing in openness. And willingness. Breathing that in. And trust. Breathing in trust. And lastly, a childlike curiosity, so breathing that in, feeling all these qualities permeate every cell of your being. Great. And now when you're ready, go ahead and step onto the top step, number 10. And then down to 9. And 8. With each step you take, it's drawing you deeper and deeper into the boundless awareness, the presence of your real self. And now step onto step 7, deeper down to 6, even deeper down to 5, allowing yourself to relax ever deeper with every step you take. 4, 3, expanding and allowing yourself to let go deeper and deeper. 2, and pausing here. And as you get ready to step onto the bottom step, step number 1, just allow awareness to expand in front of you, infinitely. And now feel a boundless presence expanding behind you, eternally. And a vastness extending infinitely to either side of you. A spaciousness opening underneath you. And a vast, spacious expansiveness above. And so just rest in the experience of ever deepening boundlessness. growing still and silent in this ever-deepening expanse. One. And just rest in the awareness of your pure self, your eternal self. And now imagine a thermometer in the ground. This thermometer has numbers going from 1 to 10, with 1 the deepest you can go, and 10 refreshed, alive, waking consciousness. If you can't exactly see the thermometer, that's perfectly fine. Just get a sense on knowing that it's there. And now, if 1 is the deepest you can go, into source, into yourself, and 10 is full, bright, waking consciousness, what sense do you get of where you are on the thermometer? You may actually hear a number or see it rise to a certain level, or just get a sense or a knowing about what number you're resting at. So where are you on this thermometer? Just speak it out. Okay, great. Can you let the thermometer rise by a half point? Just do that. Good. And can you let it fall by 1 point? Just open and allow that. Great. Now that you know exactly who's in charge, at what number would you like it to rest? For the sake of this process, where would you like it to rest? Okay, cool. And you can just allow that to happen naturally of its own accord. Letting the same part of you that makes your heart beat, your eyes shine, and your hair grow, draw you ever deeper into your deepest self, into the vast boundless presence in the core of your being. Now imagine a door in front of you. Behind that door is blazing light, the light of your own true being, your own source. And the nature of this light is boundless love, infinite freedom. And also behind this door is your mentor of freedom, of liberation, one in whose wisdom you can trust, and in whose presence you feel safe and protected. This might be someone you've heard of or someone imagined, a saint, a sage, or enlightened being, or a divine presence. And it's someone in whose expansive realization and wisdom you can rest. So when you're ready, just step through the door, into your own light, and greet your mentor. Thank the mentor for being here to support you and guide you. Cool. And now imagine a space shuttle in front of you. This shuttle is a very special vehicle because it can take you to any part of your body, no matter how small or large, and it knows exactly where to go. It can go inside your organs and your veins, muscles or tissue in a very graceful, safe and protected way. It can go anywhere inside your body. And now go ahead and let you and your mentor step inside. Okay. And when you're ready, push the blue button on the dashboard, the one that is already marked Depression Root Cause. Just go ahead and press that button. And let the shuttle take you to your first stop. It may not be where you expect to go. So just allow the shuttle to be your guide. It's powered by your own body wisdom. So let your innate wisdom take you where it wants to go. You just trust. Let it take you where it wants to go. And when you arrive, be sure to bring the shuttle to a full stop. So you can let it come in for a soft landing. Wherever you are is perfect. And stop. And pull on the handbrake. And then just check. Do you have a sense of where you might have arrived? Where inside the body is this? Ask the mentor. Okay, and then with your mentor, step outside the shuttle and take big torches or flashlights in your hands. And just notice, what does it feel like under your feet? What does it look like? Just describe the area, whisper it out loud. Do you get a sense that you're inside or outside the organ or the place where you feel you should be? If it's inside, that's perfect. If it's outside, just allow the mentor to place a little door directly into the core of this place, and you can both walk through the door. And put your flashlights on high beam and really take a good look around. What does it look like? Explore the whole region and just get a sense of what it's like. And just whisper out the words associated with it. What's here? Are there any areas that kind of stand out to you or look different from the rest of the region? Just take your time, keep walking, and take a really close look of what it's like in there. You don't have to see it exactly, just get a sense of it or an inner knowing. And now go over to the area that seems somehow different than the rest. Let your mentor guide you directly there. Just allow yourself to be pulled in that direction. What is this? What does it look like? How is it different from the surrounding area? And you and your mentor can go and stand right next to it. Put your faces really close to it. And notice if it had an emotional feeling pouring from it, coming out of it. I wonder what that feeling might be. If there were an emotional feeling just pouring over you, and if you had to give a name to that feeling, what might that be? Just let it pour over you. Open with it. What is this? Name the feeling. Great. And allow yourself to fully experience it. Let your whole being be suffused with this emotion, this feeling. And then ask yourself, when have I felt like this before? And in answer to this question, in your mind's eye, look down at your feet and see what, if any, shoes you're wearing. When have I felt like this before? And in your mind's eye, look down at your feet and see what you're wearing or not wearing. When have I felt like this before? Looking down. Look at your legs. Look at your clothes. Get a sense of how old you feel yourself to be, where you might be. Who else is there? Take a look around to the sides, behind you. Where and when is this? How old are you? Who's here? What's taking place? What memory is evoked? Just take some time here. Open, look, hear, feel. And now imagine putting that memory or these memories up onto a TV screen on a wall. And for the moment, let the screen go blank. Great. And now imagine that you and your mentor are sitting by a campfire right here. Right where you are in this organ or tissue. The nature of this campfire is unconditional love, openness, pure being, source itself. You and your mentor are filled with pure freedom as you sit here by this fire. And now you can bring to the fire the specific people who are involved with the old memory and the old issues around the patterns of depression. All those who are associated with this old series of reactions. Who needs to be here? Who should be at this fire? Who really should be here? Welcome them. Let them appear. Okay, great. Do any other people need to be at this campfire? If so, welcome them. Some may be here just to sit in the background as witnesses. Others may be closer. Just let it take place organically. And so, can you see the campfire? The younger you, the present you, the mentor? And just whisper out, who else is here? Great. and of all the people associated with this issue, in the knowledge that anyone else there will hear what needs to be heard, to whom would you like to speak first? Great. Let that person come forward. Let it become apparent. And so, with everyone sitting in the protective presence of this fire of unconditional love and acceptance, the younger you may have experienced a great deal of pain in the past. So let the younger you speak from that previous pain, saying what needs to be said, and let this person hear what needs to be heard. Let the younger you really open and speak from the heart of that pain. Speak the words out loud. It's important to speak them out loud. What did you not say? What did you choke back? What did you avoid saying? What really needs to be said? Let it all be emptied out. All of it. Take as long as it takes until you empty it out. You can press pause here and take as long as you need. Okay, great. And knowing that this person was probably doing the best she or he could with the resources they had at the time, let him or her reply not from the level of personality, but from the heart, from the deepest heart or from the soul, knowing they were probably doing the best they could with the resources they had, what might they say? How might they respond? Speak the words out loud and take as long as they need. Again, press the pause button until this is complete. Okay, great. And having heard those words, what does the younger you have to reply? From the deepest part of you, what else needs to come up? What else needs to be spoken? Just empty it out from the inside out. Let the words come up and out. Speak them out. Take as long as it takes. And again, pause until you're done. Okay, great. And having heard the words the younger you had to speak there, if this person was to reply, again, not from the level of personality, but from the level of the soul, from the heart, what might they say? Let these words be spoken out loud. Let them all come. Press pause until you complete. Great. And again, what does the younger you have to reply to that? From the deepest part of you, what words will come up and out to be emptied out? And so this time, let the conversation continue both ways until everything is emptied out completely. So press the pause button until that's done. Okay, great. And now ask what advice the mentor might have to add. What words of wisdom? What advice does the mentor have for you? Let those words again be spoken out loud. And then ask this, what does the present you have to say to this person? About the pain, about any wisdom that's been gained over the years, from a current perspective, what is the current you, the present you have to say? Empty all these words out. Again, pause, take as long as you need to get all the words out. Cool. And again, what would this person reply from the level of the soul? Speaking to the present you, what would they say? Allow the words to come and again to be spoken out loud. Take as much time as that needs. Great. And just check, does anyone have anything more to add? Allow any conversation that needs to take place until you feel completely empty, that all the words that need to have been spoken have been left up and out, and they've been emptied out completely. Okay, fantastic. And when the younger you is ready, just ask, even though this person's previous behavior may not have been acceptable by any standards, even if you in no way condone the behavior, are you willing to forgive completely and utterly? Forgive from the bottom of your heart. If not, you can continue the conversation until your emptiness. Emptiness allows forgiveness to flow. And so check organically here. If all the words have been spoken, if you've emptied out completely, forgiveness should be natural. So go ahead and forgive this person. Speak out the words of forgiveness. Let them flow. Feel the forgiveness as it comes up and out of your heart, up and out of your body, out of your cells. Take as long as that takes. Wonderful. And when the present you is ready, ask the same thing. Even though this person's previous behavior may not have been acceptable by any standards, even if you in no way condone the behavior, are you willing to completely and utterly forgive the person from the bottom of your heart? Or forgive their soul, forgive their essence, if that's easier. And again, if all the words have been emptied out, forgiveness becomes natural. If you need to empty out more words, speak them out and come back to forgiveness. And ultimately, go ahead. Let the present you forgive completely, from your heart, from your soul. Speak out the words. Take as long as that takes. Beautiful. And now turn to the mental and begin to explore what unhealthy beliefs have been here in the past. What beliefs have you inherited or bought into that are unsupportive or inappropriate? Particularly those beliefs around patterns of depression and emotional shutdown or collapse or resistance. Any old beliefs around who or how you needed to be in order to survive, to be safe, or to avoid getting hurt. Maybe old beliefs about life's struggles and pains. What unsupportive beliefs did you inherit or come to believe? Just whisper them all out. Take as long as this takes. Most of us have got loads of them. Speak them all out. Old unhealthy beliefs, restrictive beliefs, beliefs that don't support you to be expansive and healthy and whole. Whisper out the words. Take as long as this takes. Okay, great stuff. And now you can just ask the mentor to sweep your body and your being clean of all these old beliefs. Whisper them out again, and just allow the mentor to use all possible tools to sweep them, wash them, clear them from all consciousness. Let the mentor wash and clean and sweep and scrub all that old awareness out of every part of your being. Cleansing, purifying, completely removing that old stuff from head to toe, inside and out. Right down into your cells, every single cell, millions of them, billions of them. Right into the cell nuclei, cleansing, cleaning, purifying, washing, pulling that old consciousness right out. Into the DNA and the genes in your DNA. Cleansing, purifying, completely revitalizing. Right down into the spaces between the spaces, even to the level of consciousness itself. Let all that old stuff be purged and purified, making sure the mentor gets into all the stuck places, the dark places, the secret spaces, until the job is totally and finally done. Take as long as you need for that to happen. Press the pause button and then come back when this feels absolutely complete. Let the mentor do a total, complete job here. Okay, great. And now just ask the mentor of freedom, what is the deepest truth? The real truth? What's the deepest understanding that can be accessed about life and living it healthily and fully? If the mentor had words of truth, deepest realization that could be installed in place of those previous old beliefs, what truths would be installed? Just let the words flow and make sure that every word is positive. Everything should be phrased entirely positively. Take as much time as you need here. Okay, and now just let the mentor install these truths, realizations, into every particle of your being, the healthy beliefs. Let them be installed into every fiber of your existence. Let the mentor upload this certitude, this deepest understanding into every cell, every molecule, into your DNA, inside and out, into the spaces between the spaces, flooding all consciousness with this deepest revelation, this most profound truth. And you can take as long as it takes for this to be absolutely complete. So press pause and then come back when this feels like it's totally complete. Fantastic. And now just rest and bask in the consciousness of these new realizations, feeling how healing and liberating it is to be reprogrammed with your own deepest realization. And we'll just move on in the process. That can take place in the background. And so just bring back in your mind's eye the TV screen that you put up on the wall with the memory or memories a short while ago. So bring back the screen or get a sense of knowing that it's there. And now as you sit by the campfire in the protective presence of the mentor of freedom, getting ready to view the scene or series of scenes being played on the movie screen, when you're ready, go ahead and play the scene. And when it's over, let the screen go blank. And now have the younger you step down off the screen and come over to the campfire and sit with the present you and the mentor. And as you sit together peacefully at this fire, ask the present you or your mentor what kinds of resourceful states you would have found useful in the scene. What resourceful states would have helped you at that time? Speak them out loud. Courage, the certainty that you survived. Love, self-love, confidence. What would have really helped you? Whisper out the qualities that would have helped you. Take as long as that takes. Creative communication, maybe. The knowledge that any emotion fully felt will just pass through, leave you in freedom. Whatever it is, name all the resources that would have helped. And then let the younger you receive a huge bouquet of balloons containing all these resourceful states or emotions. And as you receive each balloon, breathe in the quality or resource in that balloon. And now put the scene back up on the movie screen and see how it would have played out if you'd had access to these resourceful states at that time. Let the scene play out the way it would have happened if you'd had access to all these resources. Let it play out the new way, right to the end. Let it play out the more empowered way. And then just let the screen go blank. And what were the differences here? How is it healthier, more supportive? Just whisper it out. Great. And now just let the younger you and the other people in the scene step down off the screen and come back to the campfire. And turning to those present at the fire, go ahead and forgive them all. Send them all blessings. And then allow them to merge into the light of the fire, which is the source of all life. You can allow the mentor to cut any unhealthy energetic cords or ties that remain here. As these people disappear into the light, let the mentor cut any unhealthy ties, send love, send blessings, and allow love and blessings to come back to you, seeing how grateful they are to be set free, feeling how it is to be blessed to have love come back to you. And now turn to the younger you and say, I forgive you for any previous pain which was caused. You just didn't have access to the resources that I do now. And now you can have access to them anytime you like. I promise you'll never have to experience this previous pain again, because I love you and will always protect you. Then, hugging the younger you, let the younger you merge into the present you, and allow the younger you to grow up with this forgiveness and these resources inside, right up to the present age. And now just let the campfire disappear, so only you and your mentor are left. Take out your high beam flashlights and shine them all around, and just notice, what do you see? How are things changing? Maybe this area of the body is healing. How does it look different? Just notice. And ask, is there any final communication this part of the body wants to make? Does it have any words for you, any advice for you, any requests of you? If so, let it speak, give it a voice. Great. And knowing that the body and being will continue to heal perfectly, automatically, of their own accord, and that this forgiveness and realization can only deepen over time. And knowing that the part of you responsible for making your heart beat and your eyes shine and your cells replicate will continue the healing process perfectly without you even thinking about it, the way it does all the time, naturally, while you're sleeping, you and your mentor can leave with grateful hearts. And having completed your process for today, it's time to get back into your space shuttle and let it take you and your mentor back to the doorway you came through. So just get in, let the shuttle take you right back to that original doorway. And now step outside the shuttle and thank your mentor with all your heart. And now walk through the doorway and over to the staircase you first came down. And now starting on step one, as we count back from 1 to 10, you'll feel yourself becoming more refreshed, alive, joyous. 2, 3. Awake to your own innate freedom and greatness. 4. You can stretch and let your body feel more energized. 5. Becoming focused. 6. Refreshed. 7. Ready to wake up to the full potential of your own infinite presence. Free in your own openness, power, beauty. And 8. Feeling alive, fully expressed, potentialized as the full energy of life itself. 9. And you may open your eyes only as soon as all parts of you are fully integrated and ready to continue the process naturally on its own. And 10. You may open your eyes now when you're ready. Beautiful. Great work. Please just sit for a short while until you come around a little bit. Maybe drink a glass of water, really take it easy for the next at least 5 or 10 minutes. And then when you're ready, very softly you can come back to the book and start to read again.